here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 16th of September, 2010. It's the birthday of Henry Louis Gates, Jr., born in Keyser, West Virginia, 1950. Grew up in a nearby town, Piedmont, 2,000 persons. Dad worked at the paper mill. As a kid growing up, he hung out with kids who wanted to be Hank Aaron or Willie Mays. Henry Louis Gates wanted to be a Rhodes Scholar. He went off to Yale, then Cambridge, got his Ph.D. there, came back to this country. He was in a bookstore in New York, and he found a novel called Our Nig, or Sketches from the Life of a Free Black, attributed to Harriet E. Wilson, published 1859, which people had always thought was written by a white man under a pseudonym. But Henry Louis Gates was able to prove that Harriet Wilson was, in fact, a black woman, and it made his name as a scholar. His books include Loose Cannons, Notes on the Culture Wars, Colored People, a memoir, and The Trials of Phyllis Wheatley. And it was on this day in 1620 the Mayflower set sail from England, 102 passengers on board. The Pilgrims made up less than half the passengers, and they didn't call themselves pilgrims, they called themselves saints, religious separatists who had broken away from the Church of England. Only 35 passengers were saints, and the rest were recruits. They're mostly families going as entrepreneurs. They wanted to be planters in Virginia. Spent 65 miserable days at sea. The weather was so awful, and the Mayflower didn't make it to Virginia. They were blown off course, ended up on Cape Cod. Passengers decided to settle there, but they were forced to remain on board for more than a month just off the Massachusetts coast while their leaders went ashore to explore. And in the meantime, the saints and the non-saints, whom the saints called the strangers, jointly signed the Mayflower Compact, wanting to establish some sort of political contract, some social contract in which everybody agreed to follow certain rules so they could all coexist. It was only many years later, in 1840, in fact, that the saints came to be called pilgrims, when somebody dug up a description that William Bradford wrote about the saints, who had lived for about 12 years in Holland, in the city of Leiden, which William Bradford called that goodly and pleasant city, which had been their resting place for near 12 years, but they knew they were pilgrims and looked not much on those things, but lift up their eyes to the heavens, their dearest country, and quieted their spirits. And so the word pilgrims came to be used and came to be applied to everyone on board the Mayflower, both the saints and the strangers. Here's a poem for today by David Budbill, The Woodcutter Changes His Mind. When I was young, I cut the bigger, older trees for firewood, the ones with heart rot, dead and broken branches, the crippled and deformed ones, because, I reasoned, they were going to fall soon anyway, and therefore I should give the younger trees more light and room to grow. Now I'm older, and I cut the younger, strong and sturdy, solid and beautiful trees, and I let the older ones have a few more years of light and water and leaf in the forest they have known so long. Soon enough, they will be prostrate on the ground. A poem by David Budbill, The Woodcutter Changes His Mind, from While We've Still Got Feet, New Poems, published by Copper Canyon Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. You can read the current issue of Poetry or listen to the monthly Editor's Podcast at poetryfoundation.org. And by Gather.com, the social network, where people can make new friends who share their interests. You can meet people talking about writing and literature at writing.gather.com. Produced by Kathy Roach and Nick Vedder. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.